Yesterday, when Boston was virtually shut down so police could search for Jahar Tsarnaev, a group of neighbors in West Cambridge knew just what to do. They got together to comfort each other, just like they do every time there's a crisis, whether it's a hurricane, a snowstorm, or a manhunt. Michael May reports.
Nancy Ortega woke up Friday morning, not to her normally busy Aberdeen Street. It was silent, except for the sound of helicopters. The suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings was on the run in the suburb of Watertown, just a few blocks from here. She felt frightened, but instinct took over. She walked across the street and settled into her neighbor's spacious kitchen.
Aberdeen's such a close community, and we're neighbors, and so our first reaction, we all get together and just say, let's stay with each other and talk and, you know, and pancakes. And pancakes are very important.
No matter what, make pancakes. That's right.
That's John Lodge, the host of this somber pancake breakfast. The neighbors stand around the kitchen, sharing information and parenting strategies. Lodge's approach is to put it in perspective.
So my 9-year-old came down this morning. Hi, Dad. So the first thing I said to him was, the Red Sox won last night, because he's a big Red Sox fan. And we spent the first minute of the day talking about the Red Sox and who pitched and what the score was and all that. And then I told him that they'd caught one of the bad guys.
For this group, one of the most disturbing facts is a connection to the local high school. Here are Jeff Howe and Stephen Ortega.
This kid went to Ringe Latin. I mean, it's crazy.
Will it be treated as two incredibly alienated souls? Or is it sort of jihadist?
Right. Or is it a combination? Like, do you get disaffected kids? Maybe 15 years ago, it would have been like Devil Rock or something.
West Cambridge is a quiet neighborhood, full of stately old homes, baby strollers, and dogs. Nancy Ortega's overwhelming question is, how could this happen here?
Just to think that someone was part of your community and then something happened to them that they would want to lash out. And I think that's a very frightening feeling. Makes you feel a little hopeless.
The guests wander outside as a siren goes by. They want to see what's going on. Then the sounds of birds return, introducing spring like nothing is out of the ordinary. For NPR News, I'm Michael May in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Coming up, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson's new book, Unflinching Courage, Pioneering Women Who Shaped Texas, is a series of profiles of gritty, brave frontierswomen who founded the Lone Star State.
She bit on a silver Cohen and had a breast tumor removed, survived, and had 6 more children.
That's in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.